is a gift from you. The world is
another gift for you from the Doug Stafford Good Day program as we work our way through Monday, the 9th of April, 2012. Time to spend some time getting well, being in that wellness place on this good day. With Dr. Pam Popper, who runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus, Ohio, here to discuss some of the medical issues, the health issues, if you will, of the week. And I think we can spend a minute or two talking about dementia and what brings it about, as Mike Wallace has died of it, complications of dementia. He didn't have Alzheimer's. Some people don't know the difference. Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, all things that come about. And I'm learning this through my own experiences, Pam.
I hope you're not developing dementia.
Well, you know, I think...
not on this show this morning, anyway.
No, I've told the story on the air any number of times, although I don't believe it's been borne out in continuing tests. I have, a couple of years ago, I do this often. Somebody comes to me and they says, well, we have this going on or that going on. Why don't you experiment with whatever it is that we're talking about? So a friend of mine opened a center in Denver called Ceraspan, Ceraspan, C-E-R-E-S-C-A-N. And as a result of me talking to him, I went out there and I had a brain scan. And what these guys found, much to their embarrassment, at least according to the way they read this program, it's a new software program that takes what it can tell of the history of your brain and predicts the future for you. And this study suggested that I would be a candidate in 10 years or so for early onset or whatever they call it, dementia. And that didn't set too well with me. After a couple of weeks of being shaken up, I talked about it on the air pretty frankly, because I think that that's part of my job. And then I started to do some research and brought a lot of other people into it and found that there were a lot of things in the scan, including a traumatic event that happened to my brain when I was 3 years old, that may explain what the problem with blood flow is to the frontal part of my brain. So I started getting these EECP treatments, taking a lot more fish oil and doing things like using the left brain, if you will, different parts of the brain. And as a result, some of the tests I've had in the last 4, 5, 6 months suggest that what originally was the problem or the worry was isn't there. I mean, it's liable to happen. If you don't continue to live well and be dramatically active, these things can happen to anybody. And it depends on what you're eating. I've often been confused because I've been told that metals enter into this. If you, for example, have used a lot of pots and pans that used steel wool on the pans to clean them, well, it loosens up the metallic part of the pan and some of it stays there. You cook more things, you eat it, goes into your brain, yada yada. Or you don't get enough iron in your brain. I was just looking at something, ways to get more iron, because I won't eat meat, and you know, spinach and oatmeal and sweet potatoes and things like that, apricots are things that come up. So you asked me, you thought you were suggesting something when I said what I did about Mike Wallace, but in fact, I think it is something that we ought to talk a little bit about. From your point of view at the Wellness Forum, you are certainly encountered by people who may have this problem or may be concerned about it and they want to ward it off. So what do you tell them?
Well, you brought up about 200 subjects. I'm going to try and give you a Reader's Digest. I'm going to give you a Reader's Digest summary.
Okay.
The first thing is that you mentioned that the choices that you make and the habits determine your outcome in terms of dementia, Alzheimer's, et cetera, and that's going to have a much more profound effect than any brain imaging that indicates a trauma from childhood or something of that nature. Those things are there. They're pre-existing conditions, but how they express really depends upon things that you do. So you have a lot of control over this. But I'll start by saying that I think that what's happened is that in general, not in the case of the scan that you had, but in general, people confuse dementia and Alzheimer's. We've just sort of lumped everything in together.
Right.
And I think a lot of people are being diagnosed. We now know that the scans that that show the amyloid plaques, for example, those people don't always develop dementia. And there are a lot of people that do develop dementia who don't have those plaques, so the scans are not very reliable. in many ways that they've used historically. The second thing is we know that cardiovascular health has a great deal to do with brain function. In fact, my friend Neil Barnard is will have a new book out at the beginning of next year on the relationship between cardiovascular health and brain function. And it completely makes sense when you consider that the brain is the biggest utilizer of glucose, oxygen, and water, and impaired blood flow is going to impair brain function. And for that reason alone, you might want to take that fish oil out of your diet, because we know that fish oil contributes to arterial plaque, constricts, any kind of oil constricts blood flow, and that's bad news for brain function.
Because most people are hearing that omega-3s...
Well, most people are hearing a lot of things. Most people are hearing that you should take calcium pills, but, you know, with three out of four studies show that it's a bad idea. So what most people are hearing is wrong, and I hate to sound, I sound almost arrogant when I say it, but if you really look at the scientific information support, most people are told to get a mammogram, most people are told to get a PSA screening, and article after article after article after article shows that the stuff does not work. It's not only not effective, it's bad for you.
Interesting word to say about the PSA test, because my doctor in my physical this year said, no, we're not doing that anymore unless there's some indication. And so he does the, you know, the anal rectal exam and finds prostate's the same size it has been for 10 years. So he's not worried about it. No more PSA tests because of
You've got an enlightened doctor, because the rest of them sure are pressuring people. So anyway, if in terms of brain function, the fish oil would be very contraindicated based on what we know about oils today and the real truth about oils. And people get confused about that fish oil, by the way, issue, because, you know, a lot of times these supplements and drugs, and supplements are drugs in a way, they'll manipulate biomarkers, but that's not an indication of overall health improvement or longevity or you know, quality of life or health outcomes. So you looking at a 6-month study that shows that fish oil increases your HDL level is completely meaningless. There's no evidence to indicate your HDL level has anything to do with your cardiovascular risk factors. So anyway, I'd get rid of the fish oil. One other thing I'll bring up is there's I don't agree with a lot of what's in the book, but a guy by the name of Dr. Neil Nedley in Oklahoma has written a book on depression, and you might wonder how that's related to all this. But in any case, what he cited, really well-referenced section of the book, shows that you can reprogram the frontal lobe. In other words, the source of many issues, including depression, is sourced in the frontal lobe, and that changes in thinking patterns change the overall blood flow.
What would be an example?
Of the frontal lobe.
What would be an example of that, Pam?
What do you mean?
Well, what would be an example of changing your thinking?
Cognitive behavioral therapy. You know, this whole business of depression, and we could do another show on this, this whole issue of depression or ADHD being diagnosed as some type of biochemical change or deficiency in the brain is completely unsubstantiated. It's erroneous thinking that causes people to have depression or attention deficit disorder or whatever. And when you change the thinking, you actually, just like you were told, and this is right, you know, stimulating the brain builds different pathways. People who go back to school when they're 70 years old keep their brain active, and you develop new neural pathways. Well, changing your thinking pattern develops new neural pathways, and imaging shows this in the frontal lobe. So when your thinking changes, your brain function changes.
So what do you recommend to people who, if people came to you at the Wellness Forum in Columbus and they had the diagnosis that I had, and you say don't do fish oil, so then what do you do?
Dietary excellence, the Wellness Forum style diet, you know, plant-based, very little animal food, which you're already doing, lots of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and legumes, really low in fat, get rid of all of the oils, getting the junk food and processed food out of the diet, and again, you know, difference between food and a treat, I always put that in there because I don't want people to think that a single piece of birthday cake at your father's party is going to blow the whole deal. It's not, that's ridiculous, but, you know, just getting that stuff out of the daily diet. And exercise and keeping your brain active. You know, I had this experience myself when I went back to graduate school. The first 5 weeks were like the most miserable time I can remember. I just was not used to reading, remembering, digesting. It's been a long time since I'd been in school.
Yep.
And then after a while, it got easier and easier and easier, and I am amazed at the amount of stuff. I mean, I read a couple books a week, and I subscribe to a lot of medical journals, and I read those on time and regularly, and I can digest a lot of information. It's just like anything else. It's practice. You know, if you want to build strong muscles, you go to the gym. If you want to build a strong brain, you use it.
Mm-hmm.
So encouraging people to remain physically and mentally active. And I'll just relate one quick story to you that's a good example. I had a gal call me who I knew, another colleague of mine in California, whose mother was suffering from, they didn't know whether to call it dementia or Alzheimer's or what it was, but the first time that I spoke with her, her mother was not really even able to participate in the conversation. But the long and the short of it is, and she was able to later on, is that her mom was, first of all, dehydrated, second of all, not eating enough food, and third of all, didn't have enough social interaction. You know, older people sometimes are a little hibernating and that sort of thing, so no social interaction. And so this gal found her a seniors group to belong to and made sure that she had, you know, time spent with people her own age, engaged in conversation and, you know, going to the movies and that sort of thing on a regular basis, and, you know, made sure she was drinking enough water and eating differently. And this woman literally came back to life. And so sometimes it's just as simple as even once the problem has started, is just feeding people and getting them hydrated and moving around and having social interaction, sitting in a chair by yourself, not eating enough, drinking enough, and not thinking about anything is a recipe for mental decline for anybody at any age. And I'm sure it would happen to you and I even at our current ages.
Yeah, well, if you're left alone, people don't pay attention to you. You're not stimulated.
Right.
I think that's one of the reasons
that
I would continue to do this. Mike Wallace continued to be involved in 60 Minutes till he was 88, actually did a couple of specials when he was pushing 90, and it's only been in the last couple of years that he went into this home for those who were suffering from the same thing that he was. So it's
that's my goal. Not to suffer and die of Alzheimer's, but I want to be at the Wellness Forum the day I die and just go home and die in my sleep. That's the plan.
And we'll have a party for you after that.
Well, thank you. I hope it's a big one, because I like parties.
All right, there's Dr. Pam Popper from the Wellness Forum. Check out the website, wellnessforum.com. She's nicely connected to us here on Good Day. It's 19 after the hour.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
I'm Lou Diamond Phillips. As the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie, I'm proud to promote films that honor our servicemen and women. That's why I want to tell you about the nation's most exciting military film event, the GI Film Festival, which will be held May 14th to the 20th in Washington, D.C. At the GI Film Festival, Hollywood and the military come together to showcase the world's best military movies and to honor real-life military heroes. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for a full schedule of events. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877- 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Well, I've kind of taken to this lady. I didn't realize she was a singer as well as being an actress.
She's pretty good, isn't she?
Started a new show last night on the Lifetime channel, Jennifer Love Hewitt. And I don't know the origins of this album. Can you tell us a little more about it, Jennifer?
You know, this was a while ago, probably 6 or 7 years ago she released it, but this was a hit. Nothing else really hit off the album, but this one was pretty good. It was on the radio for a while.
She has a very, you hear the stories
song
about her.
She's
being
so cute.
Yeah. Very cute. She's a, what you referred to her, I think, last week as a serial dater.
She is a serial dater. But I think that's because she's probably a serial romantic. I think she's maybe constantly looking for that perfect romance.
Yeah. Here I am on the other side of the world. I'm doing the same thing. All looking for the perfect romance. She has this role, though, and it made me think about things that Richie or I or other men might be thinking when Roberta or Jennifer or you are naked.
And there are only two things you're thinking about when I'm naked.
What? No, not necessarily. The first thing Richie would think about is, could you bring me a beer?
Right. Can you make me a sandwich naked?
Make
girl.
Me a sandwich. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That works.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Please don't put on that baggy T-shirt. Right?
Now, wait a second. I thought it was really sexy when women wore, like, the men's shirts.
I don't mind the baggy T-shirt.
Rita, you don't really?
No.
Not at all. There's nothing on underneath it, right?
Mm-hmm. Well. Another thing that you might think about is when you're looking at this lady in your life, who's Mike and what's his name doing there?
Nice. Get it like a tattoo?
Yeah. Well, more and more women have tattoos now, right?
Yeah. Never get a name, though. Girls and guys, do not get a name
my
unless
brother,
it's like
right?
your mother.
Yeah, my brother did that.
How do you get it off once you put it on?
He didn't. He tattooed over it.
Yeah, really.
Isn't that what you just have to modify
the problem?
Did that, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
When Angelina Jolie was with Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, they got Billy Bob and Angelina.
Yeah,
tattooed.
Right. And she went to quite the lengths to
she
get
it. She made it like a snake or something. I think.
Is that what she did?
Yeah, you tattoo over it, basically. Yeah. Now you can get it removed nowadays with the laser treatment. But, you know, back in the good old days, it's like, okay,
this
formerly named now turns into lightning bolts or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. And the laser treatment's supposed to be pretty painful, worse than the tattoo.
I thought so.
I had a friend who did it.
Some women and men, when they experience life together for the first time, never wash the sheets from that experience.
What?
Oh, God.
That's
no,
disgusting.
Stop it. They start crunching after a while.
Roberta, stop it.
I'm just sort of going through a few.
Yeah. Okay. So next.
Huh? Really? All right. So last weekend, this Easter weekend, a lot of people put things out of their mind that they don't normally think about. Matter of fact, Easter and Christmas are the two biggest times when Americans are the most generous. Did you know that? We are more generous at Christmas and Easter. And so I've just come upon the country's 20 best-liked charities. And of them, at least half are considered connected to health and well-being. And among them, Mothers Against Drunk Driving and the Ronald McDonald House, American Cancer Society. I had no idea. Salvation Army also. That Ronald McDonald, where have I been? I had no idea that the Ronald McDonald thing was that big a deal. I mean, you get it as a promotional tool for McDonald's, but for them to be among the top 10 charities in the country?
Man, you get sick kids involved, it tugs at the heartstrings for sure.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. I'm not saying it's bad. It just seems...
It's a nice organization.
Yeah. Also, on the other side, best... liked organizations. Actually, I've got a couple of bits and pieces of that in the next half hour. I want to relay along the lines of info to you. 28 after now. Good day.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ooh, yeah. Close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Hi, I'm Julie Bowen, asking you to walk with me in March for Babies. Too many children in our country are being born prematurely or with birth defects. They have to fight to survive every day, but you can make a difference. Your steps in March for Babies can help them take their first steps. Visit marchforbabies.org to start your team and raise money to ensure that babies are born healthy. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply. A $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Time is 33 after the hour. You're listening to the Monday program with Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. At least Mike Wallace is an ex officio part of the program because a lot of people are talking about him. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at some. I'm in the CBS Broadcast Center, the studio in New York, and I'm across the hall from the offices of 60 Minutes. The people are in there buzzing around, and I'm in a studio where they have four different video screens, and you can see what they're editing on these various screens in the other studios. They're up and down the hall here, and lots of video of Mike Wallace from when he was a kid, his first broadcast. His hair always looked the same, almost like Ronald Reagan. And who knew that he and Ronald Reagan were such good friends? And they were, even though Wallace was not necessarily politically in that. I guess as Wallace got older, though, there are some people who are telling stories about how he became much more, how do I say this tactfully, more interested in the right than the left, and that's where his son gets it. Most people think, oh, he's CBS and all that. That means he's a lib, and that doesn't hold true necessarily. Also, lots of video of him smoking on in the 50s, especially.
Yeah. People did, yeah.
Right, yeah, and
you watch his old news things. It's amazing. I'm still blown away when I watch, John Lennon on the Dick Cavett Show?
Yeah.
And just to see them all sitting there drinking and smoking.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
It blows my mind.
But he was, I think, at the end. I wonder how much, talking to Pam Popper in the last half hour, talking about dementia and the things that she thinks in her work at the Wellness Forum in Columbus, what sort of things create to, because this is what got, in the end, this is what got Wallace was dementia. And I wonder now, I'm thinking out loud about those who smoke and those who are around smoke and how that affects people. I think there have been some studies on it. I haven't seen them recently, but it would be an interesting road to go down. People who I've noticed
with
now
the brain, you
lately,
mean.
Yeah, exactly.
Not just the heart and the cancer, but with regard to dementia or Alzheimer's.
The brain, yeah, exactly.
You know, my dad smoked his whole life, basically died of cancer, took his heart, I guess, you know.
Well, he had a heart attack, that's what killed him. Right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, but mentally, you know, my dad was 69. My dad was always strong mentally, but I started to notice in the last year or two.
Yeah.
That he would tell me things that he had told me before.
Yeah.
And he may not have remembered it. You know, I mean, my grandmother died. Both my grandmothers died of dementia, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And they would just repeat. But my dad would tell me something one week, and then 3 or 4 or 5 days later, say, did I tell you this? And I'm like, yeah, you did. Yeah. Or, no, you didn't. Just go ahead and
okay,
do it again.
So when I get to that point, Richie, you're going to take me out back and shoot me, right?
When you
told
us
that already.
Yeah.
When? Head to the back door, buddy.
Okay. Jennifer and Roberta and Richie and Doug, when I forget your names, that's when there's trouble.
You already do that.
I know, but, you know, sometimes that's just for effect.
How many times have you called Jennifer Victoria or
Valerie? I used
to
do that with the kids. I used to call Megan, Brendan, and I mean, I don't know why.
That's all right. My wife calls me the dog's name, Patch.
Yeah,
she'll go through the shop.
Hey, Patch, come make us some dinner, will you, Patch? Make us some dinner. So earlier on, just joining us, I was talking about the charities that are the most liked in our country, and I went through Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and Ronald McDonald, and the Red Cross, Salvation Army, American Heart Association, the Humane Society of the United States, the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, the Shriners, American Cancer Society, et cetera, et cetera. But I didn't tell you the list of the least liked charities in our country. What do you think is on top of the list of
least liked
501c3 charities? 800-510-8255. What do you think, Roberta?
Taliban support?
No.
I was thinking about the group of that guy, the priest.
PETA is
disliked.
PETA's in the list of the top ten, not number one,
about,
though.
What about the guy that travels around interrupting funerals? What's his name? He must have a charity.
No. You're right. It's Reverend Phelps, and it's the Westboro Baptist Church, but there isn't a charity necessarily directly, a national charity. Number one on the list is the ACLU.
Oh.
Of the most disliked organizations.
Yeah.
Number two on the list is the National Rifle Association.
Yeah. I was going to say that. Yeah.
Number three on the list is the Christian Broadcasting Network, i.e. Pat Robertson.
That's interesting.
Number four is the NAACP.
Right.
Number five is the United Way.
Hmm?
Number six is Greenpeace.
All the political ones.
Yeah, anything that's got a political affiliation.
Right. PETA in there. So I was doing a little research during the news here at the bottom of the hour.
But why is the United Way?
United Way
I don't get that, though.
How is
that politically polarizing?
Because they force people. It becomes something at work. I remember being forced into something. When I was working in Cincinnati, I was told that they wanted to get 100% contribution from all of the workers at the radio station. There were about 140 people working at the radio station, and they had everybody but me. So the general manager, Tom Severino, great guy, came to me and said, well, don't you want to help us make this number one? Now, remember, this is how many years ago? This would be almost, this is 24, 25 years ago.
Right.
And I said, no, I didn't, I don't like the United Way. I don't like being told I have to give. I want to give to things that I want to give to. And the United Way gives to organizations like the government, takes money from you in tax dollars and distributes it among charitable foundations. I don't think that's completely wrong. I want to give to whom I give. I don't want somebody taking money from me and giving it to a cause that I don't approve of. Simple as that. So I didn't, and he was not happy about it, but he loved me for my individuality. He loved that I was an independent thinker, but wanted me to go. I said, Tom, I'm not going to do it, because I don't appreciate or approve of some of the things that they spend their money on, they give to. I'm not going to do it. So, anyway, I came around. I belong to the NRA and have since I was in high school. Don't own a gun. But I know that they are not liked for a lot of different reasons. They're exactly the opposite, sort of polarizing. It's interesting, the number one and number two, one's a left-leaning group, the other's a right-leaning group. But it shows you there's a little bit of balance in our country. What I found fascinating in my quick little research, an analysis of the NRA, when it came to be and why it came to be. It came in about the same time that a company in America made the first rifle. What company would that be? 800-510-8255. That's our quickie trivia quiz. You got a few minutes. I'm a little late with this question, but you got a few minutes, like 3 or 4 minutes, to figure out what the name of the company is that made the first rifle in America. And then when that conversation begins, you sort of see what's going on. The company, I will tell you, is still in existence today.
Sure.
It's still around. I think you probably know, Richie, you probably figured it out already. 800-510-8255. There are a lot of or there are a lot of companies that are connected to making guns in our country. This is the first company that made a rifle, the first rifle that's American-made. What's the name of that company? 800-510-8255. And then when you follow the trail and see how much money is spent, it's kind of gun money, money spent. You know that the number of applications for background checks in our country going, let's see, just going back to March, the number of background checks received in March by the government is up 30% over the past year and 80% from 1999. The states that have the most requests for gun permits are Kentucky, Texas, and California. Why? Don't know. I suppose you can come up with your own.
In California, you need protection. Texas, they like Texas, guns. And yeah. Kentucky. I don't know why. Kentucky.
I wonder why that is. All right, anyway, so your job here is, as you think about it, to figure out what the first company was that manufactured rifles in our country. If you're interested or have the answer, help yourself to 800-510-8255. While I help you, somebody last Friday went into the post office in Greenwich, Connecticut. Somebody that I know well, with whom I work, went into the post office in Greenwich, Connecticut, and knew that he was associated with this program. And the postal employees at the post office in Greenwich, Connecticut, were outraged at the horrible things that were said on this program about people who work for the post office. And the gentleman tried to explain that we were, you know, being dramatic because we were selling something. And this person said, well, it's unfair to put all postal workers in the same basic category. And I suppose maybe it is. We were just having fun. Although I think I meant it. Excuse me.
I will tell you for the record that I personally love my postal lady. Mm. So I do have some love.
There are a lot of great, I'm sure there are many people who work in the post office department and who work behind the counter and who are in public view who are great and they have a good attitude. My local delivery guy is wonderful. He's very helpful to me. But I think you get the message. Most of the time when you go into most of the post offices, you stand in line. The bigger the post office, the longer the line. And thus the message about stamps.com. In fact, you can eliminate all the time. Matter of fact, I said that to the guy who was in there. What the heck are you doing going in? Why aren't you going to stamps.com and using Doug as the, when you go to the stamps.com website, before you do anything else, you click on the radio microphone at the top of the page, type in Doug. And it explains to you what you're going to get. The special offer that is there right now from Stamps.com for people listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program involves no risk at all for you. It also involves $110 in bonuses, including a free digital scale, and $55 in free postage. So if you want to get rid of the postage, the meter that you've got there, the machine, you can use your own computer, your own printer, and set it up in 4 or 5 minutes, you're all set. Put your correct postage on your letter or your package because you can weigh it up thanks to the free digital scale. It just makes great sense. Save time, save money, save effort. Stamps.com, like having a postal expert right at your desk. Start it now by going to stamps.com.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell. You're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do. And you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Zero to 60, I'm Bobby Owens. If you're a fan of Vipers, and I don't mean the slithering kind, you'll be pleased to know that the next generation of the classic American sports car is back and will debut at this year's New York International Auto Show. The all-new 2013 SRT Viper, formerly the Dodge Viper, has returned. Ralph Giel is president and CEO of the Chrysler Group's SRT street and racing technology brand.
The launch of the 2013 Viper proves that we simply could not let the performance icon of the Chrysler Group die. SRT was challenge to not just continue the legendary Viper, but to create a world-class supercar that would showcase the very best we have to offer.
Two new models of the iconic supercar will be hand-built in Detroit, the SRT Viper and the SRT Viper GTS.
The SRT Viper model offers a perfect blend of extreme performance that brings the driver as close to the machine as possible. The Viper GTS builds on the legendary performance of Viper with a 640-horsepower engine with 600 pounds of torque.
For more, visit drivesrt.com. That's 0-60 from Chrysler.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-456-7475. That's 800-456-7475. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-456-7475. That's 800-456-7475. American Bullion. 800-456-7475.
Wait your turn.
Okay, the Great American Morning on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Video of the day today. Check out one of the first flying cars.
Cool.
Has a successful test drive and flight. Is heading into production. You'll be able to buy one by 2014, Richie.
I'm all over it.
That fly.
I'm all over it.
2014, so a couple of years. There's a car. They put them on the salt flats out in Salt Lake City, do 400 or 500 miles an hour.
Sure.
Same as a plane. So that's one of the videos. The pictures of the new cabs are being developed. In fact, you have them. I think you see the first one at DougStephan.com. The calving season has begun on the farm, and the first calf Cute little guy. Very cute little guy. Our question, the trivia question, has to do with guns and the first rifle made in America. Let's see here. Let's go to Diane. Hi, Diane. Welcome to Good Day. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad that you have the right English and you don't have to call me.
I know. Very well.
All right.
Spoken.
Very good. All right. So, Diane, what company do you think made the first rifle in our country?
I was torn, but I'm going to guess Smith & Wesson.
All right. That's a good guess because it is a great American gun manufacturer. I think they may be more involved in hand guns than in rifles. I think they do make rifles, but they were not the first. Okay, but a good gut instinct to it. Do you have a gun? Do you use guns?
Yes.
Yeah. What sort of guns do you have?
I have a Beretta, and we have a Colt 9mm.
What do you do with a Beretta?
I don't do anything with them, I hope. I don't do anything. We used to shoot at the local range, but we haven't done anything for quite some time.
Right. You and your husband?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay, good. Thank you for trying.
Well,
appreciate
thank you
talking
for taking
with you.
My call.
You're welcome. Thanks. My pleasure. Mike is up next.
She was.
I love her.
Yeah, I do too. All right, Mike.
Friend.
Where'd Mike go?
Good morning, Good Day crew.
Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So which of the manufacturers do you think is most likely to have built or made the first rifle in America?
Winchester.
Winchester, another good American name. I think Chuck Connors, the rifleman, had a Winchester. I think you saw a lot, you heard a lot of those stories in the late 1880s, but that's not the first company that made a rifle in America. Good try, though. Thank you. Judy, what do you think the company is?
Remington.
Remington built the first flintlock rifle in America in 1816. And they now make, the Remington Arms Company still makes lots of bullets and rifles, so you are the correct answer. You get a swell prize. Thank you. 51 after on Good Day.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Sounded like they were sick.
Taylor's Old as Time.
Beauty and the Beast. Peebo Bryson and Celine Dion.
It's the story of Doug and Jennifer, or Doug and Roberta.
Right.
I'm Beauty, they're the Beast. This is
That's
from
what
the
I was thinking.
Disney movie, I'm sure, yeah. Disney movie of the same name, Beauty and the Beast. On the top of the movie list this week in 1992.
And what's the name of the princess in this, Doug?
Princess Summer, Fall, Winter, Spring?
Close.
Belle.
Anybody with a five-year-old daughter knows this.
Fine, yeah, right. All right.
Or a four-year-old cat.
So, Chucker.
Yeah, Doug.
I was watching on MSNBC over the weekend a profile of Walt Disney's life as a businessman, and it really was a cool presentation. If anybody hasn't seen it, it may have been on CNBC. It was one of the NBC channels. And it tells you a whole lot about this guy and what made him successful. There were so many times when he was on the brink of failure and disaster, and yet this guy just kept plugging away. I'm not sure he would, if he were around today, like some of the things that his name is on, but this movie would have been okay for him to be attached to. It really, anybody who gets a chance to see it, you might want to, it's ways that you can download that stuff, right? From those websites, CNBC, the NBC website, there's got
to
be.
Sure. You might be able to. Yeah, I mean, I guess the moral of the story is you got to take some big chances to have some big successes, right?
Exactly. And that's what I've done with you and Roberta and Jennifer and Rich Tate, a big chance. And look at how well it's worked out. It's perfect. 55 past the hour. Time for us to have our Monday contest for Chucker Reviews. How the box office went this weekend. I will tell you there's no surprises there. For any of you that, nothing surprising. Anyway, this was the number one movie during this week in 2010. So go back 2 years and see if you can ID the movie starting with this audio clip.
That did not go down at all as I had expected.
All right. 800-510-8255 for the right answer. Here's the second clue.
We were in here earlier having dinner with our friend Sam I Am.
You mean Will I Am?
Oh.
Is that what you call him? That's weird. I don't like that.
Weird.
Don't know it.
Yes, you do. 800-510-8255. Think big television stars, Chucker. Does that make sense?
I'm not sure myself.
What year?
What year? 2 years ago.
It's recent.
Yes. Yeah,
and you're going to love it. You saw it. I know you did.
Oh, I did?
Yeah. Okay. You know, it was the stars of the two most notable television shows are comedians.
NBC shows.
Right. Okay, last clip.
So you just took somebody else's reservation?
For the record, I was against it. But my husband gets these plans in his head, and it becomes like a thing.
I'm an idiot.
All right.
I know it.
It's
true. Two-word title.
Yeah, right, exactly. 800. You're lost most of the time.
I know.
800-510-8255. All right, if you have the answer and you haven't won before in Movie Moments, the swell prize will be yours when you have yourself lined up. First caller with the right answer who hasn't won before gets the first shot at it. We'll get to that in a few moments, plus Trucker's list of the top box office success stories of the weekend coming right up here on Good Day.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Speaking of it being worth it, your time is worth it. If you call us at 800-510-8255, nobody with the right answer so far. And this, again, the two probably most popular male and female leads on television comedies were the stars of the show in 2010. All right, so Chucker, no big surprises with the totals in the box office, right?
Not really, Doug. For the third straight weekend, Hunger Games, number one, $33.5 million in business, $302 million a day here in the U.S. alone. The big story of the weekend, there were reports that the film's director, Gary Ross, may not return for the sequels. I think they're planning to do three sequels to this film. Now, the question is why? Well, I have to say most likely money. He probably wants big money. I would say maybe $15 million to helm the next sequel. And the studio Lionsgate probably doesn't want to give it to him. Other box office news, American Reunion, the sequel to the 1999 film American Pie, plays second, $21.5 million. I saw it on Saturday night, and this is what you call a great company film if you like the original. I got to admit, I enjoyed it immensely. Sean William Scott, who plays Stifler, was terrific, and Eugene Levy, who plays Jim's dad, really steals the film.
That guy's classic.
I like this property. Wrath of the Titans, third, placed $15 million in business. Mirror, Mirror, fourth, with Julia Roberts, $11 million, just $36 million, 2 weeks of release, and 21 Jump Street, round out the top five.
All right, nobody guessed that was Date Night with Team...
For years.